Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode.
Let's go.
Mike and I just hopped off our weekly live coaching call, Momentum, and a question had come in from a woman who had done a 6-week challenge with us about a year ago. She continued on with the amazing results she had achieved. She ended up losing about 30 pounds, and she's back currently in a 6-week challenge with us right now. And she said, this time it's a bit different. You know, I need to do things a little bit differently and to dial things in a little bit more. And it was this really awesome open conversation about the fact that we don't ever arrive. I think for a lot of us, we want to lose 10, 15, 20 pounds. And we think at that point we'll be happy. But the truth is, once we lose that 10, 15, 20, or in this woman's case, 30 pounds, it was like, okay, what's next?
And there is always going to be a what's next. And that is what we have to understand, that every time we are going on this journey, it's never going to look the same. You know, there's always going to be something that is a little different from the time before, whether it's because we're a year or two older than we were, our metabolism is in a different place, hormonally, we're different. And that's why this journey sometimes can be so difficult, is because we think the journey is going to look one way, and then it winds up looking like something completely different. And just when we think that we have a handle on it, just when we think we know what we're supposed to do, all of a sudden we embark on that journey again, and it's not working out the same way. And I think that's how we arrived at this conversation that, listen, you never arrive.
And so in this conversation, we ended up really comparing our fitness journey to a house. Now, if you ever bought a house before, likely you move in and you create a honey-do list. You want to change, I don't know, the lawn, the landscaping. You want to redo a bathroom. And I think that that's how it feels when we start on a fitness journey. You know, we want to lose that 10, 15 pounds initially. And then after we do that, we're like, okay, you know, I replaced the bathroom, or I changed the landscaping, I did the thing. And then I'm like, huh, there's that window that's like a little bit drafty, you know, or hang on a second, there's like a little crack in the ceiling. Like, it's never gonna be perfect. And I wish as like first time homebuyer, somebody had told us that, you know, your house is never gonna be perfect. And the same is true of your body. I think in some ways we do the initial move in or the initial fitness change. And then after that, it's about dialing in and tweaking it. And that's what it is for this woman right now. She lost the 30 pounds. I mean, it's like the equivalent of she demoed and redid the inside of the house. She loves how it feels. She wanted to add some window treatments. You know, she wanted to change the sofa or the pillows. It's those smaller things, but they make us feel better for whatever reason. And maybe that's more of an American thing. I don't know if other people in other countries are going to relate to that, but we do always want to improve. We always do want to get better. And I think it just helped to paint that picture that we do never arrive. It's never going to be perfect, and it's okay.
Well, there's always going to be refinements, right? And I agree with that, that we're never going to be completely satisfied, or maybe we're satisfied for a period of time. But then as we get accustomed to this new living situation, whether it's in our body or in our home, then other things start to reveal themselves as being shortcomings, you know. So maybe in the home, it's, I just painted this room and damn it, now the kitchen looks absolutely horrible by comparison. And now you feel like you have to embark on that journey to redo the entire kitchen. And the same thing happens with our body. I mean, it's interesting because I had another message come through from a client who, she sent me a picture. It was her in a swimsuit and she had two spots on her body circled. And she was like, what do I do to get rid of this? And this was after she's already made tremendous progress. But now she's already seeing that there's these other flaws that are showing up, which before it wasn't a consideration. Before it wasn't anything that she had to worry about simply because she had bigger fish to fry, so to speak. And now she's looking at her body after having made this progress. And now she's picking out all the other things that she would like to change. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think all of us, we're human. We should always want to improve in some way, shape, or form. But it's recognizing that what you did to improve the first time in those other areas will not be the same thing that you have to do this time to prove in this particular area. And, you know, my recommendation to her was, hey, just continue doing what you're doing, continuing to work on your fat loss, because that area that you're concerned about, that's just more a matter of time.
I just had to quickly point out, is it strange that I'm wildly okay with loving you and you loving me and women in our gym sending pictures of themselves in bathing suits? I know exactly who that client is, and she's made such amazing progress. But yeah, it's getting down to it. After we do the big things, there's little things we like. And listen, there's some things that are not going to change. You know, I think for some of us living in a house, that darn floorboard squeaks and it drives us crazy. And what I related it to on the coaching call are the stretch marks inside my thighs. You know, there's things about our body that we have to be okay with. And there's things about our body that are never going to be perfect. And it's okay. It was almost like a permission call that we have to use different tools and strategies. Different things are going to reveal themselves as we improve. And some things you're not going to be able to target or change. And it's okay. Does that make sense?
No, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I don't know what else to say to this.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show. Well, and in all of this, what I think back to are the many different iterations of our nutrition that we had to embark upon. You know, for me in the beginning, it was cutting out the sugar and the alcohol, and I had great results. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I don't know. I feel like I look a little bit flat or a little bit thin. And so it was adjusting things. I think about how we walked through keto. We stumbled into intermittent fasting. We landed upon carnivore. And I think now we live in an animal-based place. And what I loved, Mike, on this coaching call is that you shared, you know, this is why we never want to paint ourselves into this is who I am. You know, I am not keto, but this is a tool that I'm using for myself right now. And it's okay to use a different tool. It's okay to change tools. It's okay to work on something in a different way than you had previously. Like, all of that is okay because it's a journey, and we never get to an end point where it's like, okay, great, I've arrived. I think the point at which we arrive is the point at which we go on the ground, because then at that point, there literally is nothing that changes about your body.
I think if you take that term you use, tool, and you apply it to different nutrition strategies, exercise programs, then you start to realize that, listen, for a particular job, there's a certain tool that needs to be used. And at this period of time, this might be the right tool, but don't get hooked on that tool, because it may come about at some point where the next job that you need to do, that tool, although it can be helpful, it may not be the tool that you actually need to be implementing in order to do that job most efficiently. And that's why I think it is important that none of us get too caught up in those nutrition labels, especially, and those identities. I'm a carnivore. I'm a this, I'm a that. I mean, we've talked a lot in the past about identity, but, you know, here it comes up again, and for good reason, that we have to think about these things just different.
Yeah, I love this so much. And so we hope that this message is just, it's encouragement to you. It helps to point you in a direction maybe where you're okay with the fact that something worked up to a point and now you need to pivot your strategy a little bit. And honestly, ladies, I just want to say, love your body for the amazing, strong thing that it is. Because even when women say things like, oh, I hated that version of myself, or look at these pictures of me a year ago, I was so disgusting, I always want to remind women that that version of you got you to where you are today. That version of you is strong enough to take action to help you get stronger, to want to adapt and adopt different habits. And the same can be true of our house. We can look at our house and say, oh my gosh, that room is such a disaster. But at the same time, that house provided support and safety and structure for you to live in. It provided a home for you, and our body is the same. So sometimes I think it's easy to take an analogy because it helps us to see the thing that maybe we're frustrated with from a different angle. and be like, you know what? Yeah, my body is amazing. It is my vehicle. It is my safe place. And there's things that I believe we have to love about our body regardless. And then there's also things that we adjust as we go through the journey, understanding that we never arrive. We simply hit different and new milestones, and we can love the body we're in throughout that journey. Thanks for joining us today on That Fitness Couple. We've got some exciting news if you're looking to transform your fitness journey. This June 1st, we're opening 4 exclusive spots for our Pure Elite one-on-one coaching program, and one of these will be offered as a full scholarship. Imagine 3 months of direct one-on-one coaching with us, Mike and Corey Beth. You'll receive personalized workouts, tailored nutrition plans, and continuous support, all designed to achieve your unique fitness goals. We're not just your coaches, we're your partners in this journey every step of the way. Are you all in, ready to invest in yourself and see real results? If so, apply now. These 4 spots are your opportunity to get the personalized attention you've been looking for. Check the link in our show notes to apply. And remember, spaces are incredibly limited. We're looking for participants who are committed to real, lasting change. Go apply today and let's start this transformative journey together. Stay strong and inspired, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
This is me now!
Heard that before.
This is me now! This is me now! This is me now!
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
What is that called?